It's the penultimate episode of Backflip. Next week, we'll know if Mike Williams can flip or not. Today, though, Mike reflects on the entire series, what he's learnt and the journey to date. And also, we need to find out if he recovered from that fall. Will he be able to get it together in time?
Previously on Backflip.
We certainly hope Mike is okay, not just for the backflip, but
for everything.
Jumping on a trampoline, doing flips onto my back.
You're not the best one in class.
What are you doing? You don't know how to do this.
I always have a dream to free my body.
Pretty much just jumped onto my head.
Like to fly like a butterfly.
And my front and my back were sore and Ev came running over.
You get yourself under the 100 kegs. What are you now?
125. Ooh. I just don't know what this means. I guess we'll see what happens, but I'm a bit worried.
In hairy blokes, it takes a lot of tissue, so away you go, knock yourself out with the tissues.
When it comes to jumping on your head, it's not something I or the ABC Work Health and Safety team would recommend. When I say I'd face my fears head on, this isn't what I meant. But the wheels keep spinning and the deadline to flip is next week. What do I do? What would Adam Gilchrist do? Before I share what happened, once again, we're going back to go forward. The story of the backflip began 4 months ago. It was the end of July. A few weeks earlier, I'd turned 30. Things got off to a terrible start, so I went home to find support from mum and dad and my uncle, but that didn't go to plan.
Hello, oh, you're cold.
Bloody cold, a back jump.
Where did you get this idea from?
Here's a guy, 30. He wants to get himself in tip-top physical condition, good enough to be able to do a backflip, and let's have a look and see if he can do it. Let's follow the story. Boom, 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 failure, end of story.
Is this a midlife crisis thing?
Yes, we're talking about clearly.
You're not built that way. You're a big man. They're always
very agile.
Considerably leaner, if I can put it that way.
Do you genuinely think that I shouldn't be doing this project?
Yes.
Yes.
It'll be a miracle if you do it.
Put the heater back on, like it's freezing.
My parents' lack of support was more than enough to kick me into gear. Now it wasn't just my health at stake, I was motivated to prove them wrong. Support is one thing, but I didn't even have approval from the ABC.
We do want to make sure that at the end of the day, once you've told your great story, that you're actually safe and well at the end of it.
Sorry. Sorry.
I went and visited my longtime doctor, Dr. Willis, and he wasn't thrilled with the idea either.
Sounds a very foolish thing to do, but I'm interested.
Why is that? Why is it foolish?
Because you could do yourself a dreadful injury.
Feeling your abdomen, no enlargement, just a bit of pud.
A bit. Not much was going my way, but there were two people who wanted to help.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah. At best, adult gymnastic coaches Kat and Ev Dalecki believed in me. At worst, they were happy for the ABC to pay them to.
The thing to focus me is to try and learn a backflip. This is the worst case scenario.
Yeah, you do need to do the work, break it down, understand all the progressions, and then when it comes down to it, you do need to trust yourself.
Training began immediately. I went almost every day. Classes included strength, flexibility, and tumbling. Essential to unlocking those skills was, of course, losing weight. So I met a nutritionist.
There's a lot of science to show that if we sit down for, this is for all our meals, anytime we're eating really, if we sit down at a table, remove distractions, so turn the TV off, put the book away, and actually focus on the meal and chew the meal properly, we're more likely to feel satisfied and therefore less likely to overeat or feel hungry soon after.
A big area of improvement for me was also making time to be healthy. So I met a psychotherapist who told me, hey, forget about work-life balance. Instead, think about balancing energy.
If I was to maintain the right level of energy output throughout the course of the day, then you'd probably find at the end of the day you'd have more energy to do more interesting and fulfilling things.
Or even just my washing. Despite my coaches telling me it would do nothing to improve my ability to jump backwards, I went to a theme park. They were right, it did nothing, but it was a welcome distraction to something more serious. When I'd visited Dr. Willis for a checkup, something else had come up.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. Oh, right.
Okay, so that's the one.
That's significant. So you got significant dilatation of your veins.
What's your advice?
You really do need to have a Doppler and look at the veins.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pull my pants up now.
Yeah, sorry.
In the past year, my varicose veins had got really bad. I ignored it. But now, with this series, there were no more excuses. I had to get it checked out. I was upset with the result from the test. I was upset with myself. Why was it so hard for me to face it? So I found an experienced men's health social worker and asked why sometimes guys suck at getting their health sorted.
When we use the word masculinity, people are generally referring to the stereotype about being stoic, about keeping things to themselves, about pressing on regardless. The more society realises that there's not just one type of bloke, the easier then becomes for guys to, you know, attend to things that need attending to.
I seriously question whether I wanted the project to continue. One of the biggest challenges of this series has been smashing my idea about my own identity. Yes, I've never been fit, but why can't I be fit now? If I was going to double down on the backflip, I decided it'd have to be done my own way. This is my story.
Instead of eating sausage rolls, but all the pizza you ate came back to bite you, You're so veiny. You probably think the backflip is over. You're so veiny and pitchy, turns out. I bet you think the backflip is over. Don't you?
And you know, I recommitted and things started to pick up for me. Kat and Ev noticed too.
I think we're going really well. I think we've overcome a lot of obstacles.
Same, I think you've started to believe that you can achieve this.
After losing a bunch of weight, I went back to my parents to see if they'd get on board. The flip is happening.
I think you might come close with a little bit of help, but I don't know that you'll be able to actually flip and do it yourself. I don't know about
what sort of help are you talking about?
Something, maybe wires, elastic bands. Something with a harness. Yeah.
We'll see if they're still laughing next week. Just as things got good, though, they got hard again. I was given an opportunity too good to turn down, the chance to make a documentary in Korea for a collaboration with the BBC.
Tell me about this dish in this restaurant we're going to.
They're selling cow intestine. It's called gopchang. It's not as disgusting as you guys think.
It was. Korea was hard, not just because I was eating intestine. When I got back, I was in a bit of a slump. I was frustrated I'd lost some of my skills. So I went to see an expert in motivation. He asked me how I'd feel if I got to the end and couldn't do a backflip.
I kind of feel a little bit embarrassed.
The reason I ask that is because what I would hope is you don't get too hooked on the outcome of the bat flick per se, but really enjoy the journey, go as far as you can go. What I wouldn't want to happen is now you do the backflip and now you're done. It's really about finding value in the physical activities that you're engaged in so that you can sustain those over time, because that's really what's behind people having health, not accomplishing a certain goal.
While I still couldn't backflip, my attitude had, and it was just in time too. Kat and Ev took me to a flying trapeze.
Here we go.
I'm writing the story.
Ready, bend your knees. Hop, jump off.
I'm writing the story. You know, I flipped that day. Throughout this whole thing, I'm always surprising myself. I'm doing stuff that I thought I couldn't do, things I thought weren't possible. I've even progressed my vein problem. I'm seeing a specialist and I have a plan.
No, they got their pack a punch and they're doing you some harm.
Dr. Maloof said before he operates, I need to lose another 20 kilos. With that and the backflip deadline next week, I've got my work cut out for me. Just about the last thing I needed was to jump on my head.
Out for, guess we'll see what happens, but I'm a bit worried.
Took quite a fall, didn't we, Master Bruce?
And why did we fall, Bruce? So we can learn to pick ourselves up.
It feels like I only go backwards, baby. Every part of me says go ahead.
Just need to make sure I don't drop this. Okay, so I've never done a recording from a spa before.
I have to admit, Mike, this isn't the sort of setting that I normally talk to people in either.
I've invited myself around to my psychologist friend Michael's place. He has a spa, and that's good for my back.
When you have an injury like this, it can kind of affect your confidence. And in this situation, you've had your setback, but here you are doing all the things you need to do for your recovery. And it's about just building the confidence back up again, that despite having this injury, you can manage and you can continue and I guess get back to where you were and continue to push that envelope a little bit.
I gotta tell you, this sports thing of two steps forward, one step back, I'm a little bit sick of that.
Yeah, but it's not just sport, is it? It's the nature of life in a way.
If I was doing any training for anything, there's a chance I'd injure myself. So yes, this is the risk I accepted, and I'd take it 1,000 times over because everybody dies, but not everybody lives.
It was scary, hey?
Yeah, you definitely went into shock for sure.
I know, you put me in the recovery position, I think.
My muscles will heal, but Evan Catter also worried about how the fall will impact me mentally.
Could you pull through? Could you still stay strong and not lose focus of the project from a setback like that? So now that we've gone through that and in the space of like 4 days, you sort of came around really well. So I'm getting a better idea of how the project will play out with you. So I think you're pretty resilient.
Okay. The boy who lived.
The boy who lived.
It's not done yet.
Oh, you knew I was going to be okay. Next episode, it's the backflip finale. You'll find out if against all the odds, can I flip? Am I healthy? The countdown's on.
All right, back in the gym. There's something I forgot. It's my fault. I didn't think to do it.
What did you forget?
Training montage. We haven't done one yet.
Oh, well, we better start.
We better do one.
Eye of the Tiger's a bit cliche. Let's see what else we've got. Too dramatic. Sorry, we've got to get the music right here.
Come on, Aussie, come on.
No, sorry, hold on. That's not right. Too obvious. Saving that for next week. This isn't Boston. No, I need something that speaks to me. Okay, here we go, I got it.
Try not to squat on this one. The knees shouldn't be bending first. Keep your knees back.
Tuck your knees to your chest.
Let's go, knees up.
Tuck up a little tighter.
Hands, you keep forgetting your hands.
Tighter.
Hands need to press into the mat every time you roll.
Stronger kick up.
Back up into the hollow. Good, and now tuck your legs up.
Squeeze through your lats.
Good, relax.
That's not your lats.
Again. Your shoulders down. 10.
9.
8.
7.
6. 5.
Hold it.
4.
3. Hold it.
2, 1, rest.
Not too much resting though, because next week is the week. Will Mike Williams be able to backflip? It all comes down to this. You'll have to stay listening to Life Matters. But if you want to do a pre-binge, you can catch up on the Life Matters website. Head to the backflip tile on the right. It is an amazing learning curve that Mike has shared with us. It's quite a gift.